Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Angel Antics. The angels are starting already, and so are the antics. Are you ready for some amazing energy? I know I am, and the giggle that you heard in the background is from my new co-host, Deb Tassie. You're going to be hearing a lot of that from now on. Together, we're going to share the light, the love, the healing, angel messages, and maybe a few here or there. So this is going to be an hour of power. Totally, totally amazing. And right now, what I'd like to do is I'd like to bring on my new co-host, Deb Tassie. Deb?
Hi, DC.
Are you with us?
I am.
Hello.
Can
We can. You know, some of our regular listeners may actually remember you. You were with us a few times. I believe it was last year. So you are a member of the Sacred Universe Network along with us, and you're just going to be here now as my co-host regularly, and I'm so excited. Can you tell everybody a little bit about you?
Yeah, thank you. It's great to be back, and I'm glad everyone is here. Let's see, for those of you who don't know me, I'm an esthetician. For those that don't know, I do facial skin care. I'm licensed in 2 states. I specialize in anti-aging and acne, and I teach about the harmful ingredients that's in our skin care and how they can affect our health and well-being. I do a lot of spiritual work also, which includes some prayer work, divine energy healing, Reiki. It's the Yasui, Tibetan, and Sikkim. I teach breath work, stress reduction, mindfulness, guided meditations, and I teach you about your chakras. I'm also an intuitive, which means that I can tap into the subconscious in order to provide guidance. I'm also a medical medium and an empath, which means that I can feel what other people are feeling. Overall, I'm a cosmic student. I love learning and researching, taking classes, and most of all, I love to travel. Beep, beep, right, DC?
Yes, Roadrunner.
She nicknamed me the Roadrunner because I love to be on the
go
and experience new adventures, spreading happiness. So that's me.
Beautiful. And Deb and I are soul sisters from a past lifetime. We connected a few years ago, and it was like, where have you been? Totally amazing connection.
Right.
A little bit more. Yes. Oh, I'm just so blessed. And a little bit more about me. Everyone, you know me as DC Love, but I'm also known as the magical DC Love, the real DC Love. I'm certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. And in 2017 was voted the most recommended female psychic medium with this organization. As well, Deb and I were also mentioned in the top 25 for our healing abilities. But I'm also an angel intuitive, a conscious channel. I'm a divine healer. I'm also an empath. I'm a Reiki master and teacher, and formerly a law enforcement officer. I had a sudden and an unexpected change in the course of my life, discovering my strong connection with spirit. And from that day on, I never looked back. I continue to serve and protect, and I've traded my 357 in, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and offer divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and I can't forget the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma, and at that time, she threatened me, and we've actually been together ever since. It took me quite a while to really realize that, hey, this connection is truly divine. Joan has left a door open, and those on the other side have walked through this door, and it is so amazing. My chance encounter with Joan has given me access to a fascinating and wide variety of divine source, as well as the ability to really relate and work with so many different kinds of people. But I then decided, I've got to take my abilities to live radio and to really access an even wider audience. So So I like to just bring my unique brand of divine messages and healing to people at regular intervals, because love is what I am, love is what I do, love is what I listen to. Good evening, everyone. This is DC Love, and welcome to Angel Antics, and it's the first show that I have with my beautiful new co-host, Deb Tassie, and I'm also known as Sweet Cheeks, if you were to ask Joan Rivers, and she's just given my beautiful co-host name also, Miss Sunshine. It's so amazing to be here with you.
I'm looking forward
so
to
beautiful.
It. Lots of fun.
Yes, yes. So you have two amazing crazy blonde co-hosts, and with two of us being blonde, anything can happen.
So true.
We can't guarantee. Yes, but you know, we do have a serious side to us, and that's why we're here tonight, and we really want to help you guys with healing. There's so many different, you know, types of healing, and tonight we're just going to cover a few. And what I'd like to start off by saying is we're going to talk a little bit more about EFT tapping, and we actually, you know, covered it a little bit last week, but we felt like, you know, Anita, that we want to cover it a little bit more. So EFT tapping can be simple, but yet fast, and it brings great results. It is so amazing, and it's an amazing tool that can be used by all of us for illness or possibly stress, an emotional problem, and it draws on the theories of alternative medicine. And when I say alternative medicine, I immediately think of maybe acupuncture or even acupressure. It can help you to calm down. It can help to reduce pain. And really provide a foundation for your emotional freedom. So no matter what part of your life is in need of improvement, those that have really tried EFT tapping have found that, you know, that they actually had unresolved emotional issues or maybe physical issues. You know, some of them have had diagnosed conditions. And EFT tapping, it really does work. It's just amazing. I can't talk enough about it. And, you know, EFT tapping is definitely going to help you to release those issues, any kind of emotional issue, any stress that you have. You know that it's going to slow the natural healing process down with our beautiful human bodies. So why not, you know, give EFT tapping a try? You know, see what you think. I did it years ago. I forgot about it. Start doing it again, and it was like, oh, wow, why did I ever stop? And tonight, we're going to combine EFT tapping with Ho'oponopono, which is, of course, the ancient Hawaiian practice of reconciliation and forgiveness. Ho'oponopono means to correct, and it's been used in Hawaii and other Polynesian cultures for centuries. And it helps to support, you know, our relationships between people as well as nature and spirit. So there's basically four little sentences that are said, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. And they're very basic phrases that we're going to be working with today, but they are so powerful. And some of the things that, you know, the Ho'oponopono can help you with is relationships, self-esteem, depression, illness, healing your pets, if you have any kind of fear, receiving love. The list can go on and on. So it, too, is yet very simple but so powerful, and it could be used for anyone that you can think of or use at any time or anywhere as well. So together, you know, between the EFT tapping and the Ho'oponopono, it's like a powerhouse. And what we're going to do is we're going to start by giving you a simple procedure, and I'm going to turn the airwaves over to Deb, and she's going to guide you through EFT tapping with the Ho'oponopono prayer. Deb?
Okay. Hope everyone's ready. We did a little bit of this last week, and I just want to ask everyone that's listening, if you do get any great results, we'd love to hear from them. So if you want to type in underneath DC's page, let us know how you're doing with everything. And again, if you want to hear about any other modalities. Okay. With that being said, all right, so we're going to start with the tapping on the top. We're going to start with the karate chop here. bear with me one second. Okay, so we're going to start tapping on the karate chop point. That's on the side of your hand as if you were doing a karate chop. And we're going to start with a setup statement that says, even though I am not feeling well, I am learning to deeply and completely love and accept myself. So you're going to keep tapping that. And this statement can be for anything that you want. But for right now, we're doing the healing show, so I'll use that. But you guys that are at home could do that. Just set up your own statement for whatever you have going on. So again, we're just going to keep going. Even though I am not feeling well, I am learning to deeply and completely love and accept myself. Okay, that's the karate chop, and then we're going to move down. Now, there's several points that we'll post up again. If you had it posted underneath DC's link last time, we'll repost it so that you can see the diagram. It's a sequence, and it goes right through from the eyebrow to certain points. So it's going to be on the side of the eyebrow, and you're going to start with the Ho'oponopono prayer, and you're going to start tapping at your eyebrow. I'm sorry here. Okay. And then now you're going to start at your eyebrow saying, please forgive me, I'm sorry, I love you, and thank you. And you're going to tap 6-7 times, whatever feels right for you. And then you go to the side of the eye, and you're going to do that again. Please forgive me, I'm so sorry, I love you, and thank you. Then you're going to go underneath the eye, hit it right underneath the pupils. And you could be a little gentler there, but you're going to state again. Please forgive me, I'm sorry, I love you, and thank you. Now you can tap underneath the nose. Please forgive me, I am so sorry, I love you, thank you. Next, you're going to move down to the chin, top of the chin, midway between the lower lip and the chin, in the indented area. Please forgive me, I am sorry, I love you, and thank you. Then you're going to go to the collarbone. It's a bigger area, so you could use your whole hand and just tap gently while making the statement, please forgive me, I am sorry, I love you, and thank you. Then you're going to go underneath your arm, and you're going to tap there also while saying, please forgive me, I'm so sorry, I love you, and thank you. Then you're going to end at the top of the head, right in the middle there, and you're just going to tap saying the statement, please forgive me, I'm so sorry, I love you, and thank you. And you could do this, like I said, with any other issue that you have. Just write that statement down and put in there what is going on with you. Okay, DC.
Deb, that was absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And, you know, callers can do this at home at their leisure, and it really does bring great results. So please, as Deb asked, let us know, you know, if you've tried this with us and, you know, what kind of results that you've gained. And please, by all means, do it at home. Don't wait for us to come on and, you know, present like some kind of a healing modality. Once you've learned it with us, please keep it. Because this is truly amazing how, you know, along with conventional, you know, Western medicine, these kind of healing modalities, they really make a big difference. And especially with people with chronic conditions, it's so super helpful. So with that being said, Deb, I have a list of callers here. It looks like Christmas lights flashing here in the studio. And I think we all have to come on board and welcome you as the new co-host of Angel Antics and maybe get a, you know, a little bit of guidance. Are you up for it?
I am. Let's do this.
Okay, we're going to take our first caller. Let's see. Okay, hold on.
Okay, great.
Area code 570, you're live with Angel Antics. Hello, can we have your name, please?
Hi, DC. My name is Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Welcome to our show.
Thank you.
We have a new co-host this evening. I'm on with Deb Tassie. And we're so thrilled to bring this show to you tonight.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Do you have a question for us?
No, I just want to sit here and I want to see if you pick anything up, if you don't mind.
Okay. Well, you know what? I wish I would pick up some money, but I'll see what I can get. And we'll see what I can get. Okay. Would that be all right?
Yeah, I would
it would
like
be, right, Deb?
That's right.
Oh, me too. If it's funny, it'd be great. Oh, my goodness, yes. Okay, well, the angels are laughing here with us. Okay. Deb, would you like me to go first, or would you like to go first?
Yeah, no, go ahead first.
Oh, okay. Okay, Brenda, what I'm getting is the angels are showing me that you're a beautiful, sensitive, and caring person, and you give a lot of attention to your loved ones. These are beautiful qualities. And they're, you know, they're rare qualities. And because you have all these beautiful qualities, you are loved and appreciated by so many different people. But I'm also getting, on the other hand, at times, you can be very critical of yourself, okay? Sometimes you doubt your own potential. And I just get, you know, it's because you might be like a little bit modest, okay? And sometimes you even undervalue yourself. So please just, you know, like, be careful of that, because at times you're missing out on so many different opportunities that come along for you, okay, because of maybe uncertainties that you have. And the angels are bringing that, you know, to you so that you could really, you know, invite some more of these, you know, beautiful opportunities in. You've got to learn to trust yourself again. I'm getting the word, you know, achievement around you. And the angels are saying, Brenda, you are so important and you are so needed right now. And they know that your life isn't always easy. And, you know, there's some difficulty, you know, to handle in regard to maybe your present life and maybe future plans. But please just try to maintain like an attitude of gratitude, because as we are connecting right now, you are getting closer to your dreams. You are accomplishing those things that maybe you have been thinking about for quite some time. And what I'm getting as well is, let me see, what are they showing me here now? Okay. I'm getting that they're showing me there's someone around you that you see as a friend, and please just, you know, be aware that the reality of the situation may be just a little bit different than you're perceiving. Okay, so they're just giving you a little heads up, because something is going to come to light possibly within the next couple of days, Brenda. Okay?
Okay?
Just to give you like a heads up, okay? So
okay.
The angels are saying that, you know, that they trust that you have, you know, good judgment and you'll know what to do, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting like sort of the word karma around you. There's something that is, you know, being resolved karmically, and there's going to be healing taking place, okay? And this involves...
Okay.
Like, truth, they're saying from the past. There's a situation around you, and you've got to notice the pattern, you know, because if we don't notice a pattern, it continues just to keep coming up. And the more that you can acknowledge the pattern, the more that you're going to be able to heal, to move forward, to just find that new solution or an ending for that pattern, okay?
Okay.
So live in the present moment. Forgive people and situations from the past, resolve any conflict that you have, and try to notice like the patterns as well as the cycles in your life, okay?
Okay.
And I'm getting you're going to find clarity, okay? And be clear about what it is that you're wanting, like from yourself and from others. Be honest, be clear exactly about what you're wanting, okay? And
okay.
Just take a little time for you and find the clarity that you're looking for the clarity that you deserve. Okay, maybe a little bit of alone time meditating, or maybe you do need to have like a heart-to-heart with someone that you really love or a decision that needs to be made. The point is that you've got to be honest with yourself about what you're wanting, okay? And we can't compare, you know, this to what we need, because it can be really confusing. You've got to think about what you are wanting. You have to have a clear idea about, you know, of your life. And you're going to see that you are going to manifest new possibilities. And it's going to be crystal clear to you. And I'm getting, if you have to ask others for advice, ask them. Talk openly. Be honest with yourself. And sometimes it helps to just like make a list of what you're desiring and needing. And then to move forward and then to make a decision. Okay? I'm getting focus on what you want, not the lack of it, and give some space between you and this negative situation. You're going to be able to draw upon your inner strength. The angels are surrounding you. They're going to help you to make these important decisions. And if there's any frustration, try to keep a positive outlook and just, you know, have patience and perseverance. Everything is going to be fine. And I really believe in positive affirmations. And the angels are saying, here's a great one for you, Brenda. Today is one of the best days of my life. Okay? So write that down and try to say it daily, okay?
Yes.
Okay, and we have one more little message, and then I have to turn you over to my beautiful co-host.
Okay.
So what is okay, I'm getting the word boundaries around you, honey. Is there someone that you need to set boundaries with?
I don't know.
Okay, well, just think about it, okay? Because my dog Ginger is coming in. She's my in-spirit dog from the other side, and she's saying, girlfriend, stand your ground. Decide exactly what you want, you know, and you've got to realize that you have got such wisdom from those that have gone before you. Draw upon this wisdom, she's saying. Let go of those limiting beliefs, even the beliefs about what you're, you know, what you're thinking about yourself. Brenda, you've got it going on. You've got to recognize that true divine power, she's saying, and, you know, let go of the lack. And she's saying you already possess all the answers that you're looking for. All you have to do is go within, and you're going to, you know, help the surface. And she's saying you know what to do. And this is the time to be really true to yourself, to be authentic, and to really be that powerful person that you are and you're meant to be. You've got the power, and the power is divine. Trust in it, okay? And she's saying, you know, a little bit of meditation is going to help you to, like, sort of tap into that power, okay?
All right.
So that
Thank you.
What Ginger wanted to tell you, okay? And with that being said, I'm getting guided from the angels to turn you over to Miss Sunshine, Deb T. Deb, I'm going to turn you over. This is Brenda.
Okay. Again. Hi, Brenda. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. How are you?
I'm great, great, great. Glad to have you on our show. Okay,
thank
so I'm getting a couple. Thank you. I'm getting a couple things for you also. Truth, forgiveness, and ascension. So it's kind of going along with what DC is saying too. Do you meditate at all?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. So let's see. So the angel of truth teaches that while you need to respect others' views, you must face the mirror of truth by yourself. Listen to your feelings. Open up your mind. Sit quietly. Focus on your breath and also on the sights and sounds around you. Ask the angels to give you some sort of sign when you are close to the truth about the matter in hand. And then forgiveness. So that's funny that we have the forgiveness. Usually everyone's around the same thing when we call it. And so the angel of forgiveness, do the Ho'oponopono prayer that we just did and do the EFT. And again, so when you're in the meditation, sit and ask, you know, go through, see what you have to forgive. Because if you don't, it ends up where it's just on you. It ends up hurting just you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And then the ascension. Okay, that signals that you're about to take a huge step upward in your soul's journey. You may become more sensitive to the energies around you, including angelic energy. You may feel no need for guidance from other people. Coincidences may occur to hasten you on your path. Call on the angel to support you, to make the process more joyous for you. Ask her for help to let go of fear and see the divine in everything. Aim to bring awareness and love to all that you think, say, and do. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yes.
Okay, great, great. Yeah, I would say, so that's what I have to say about that. If you can meditate a little more and do the Ho'oponopono prayer, and please let us know how you make out with it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Brenda. Have a great night.
You too.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Brenda. It's a great night connecting with you. Call us again. Thank you, honey. Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Beautiful, Miss Sunshine. Are we ready for another call?
Yes, we are.
Awesome. Hi, 918. You're live with Angel Antics. This is DC Love, and I'm with my new co-host, Deb Tassie, Miss Sunshine. Can we have your name?
Yes, this is Karen. Hi, Deb. It's nice to meet you.
Oh,
and I know DC.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it. Having a lot of fun.
So nice to talk
to
you guys.
Oh, thank you. We always appreciate when you call in. Is there something on your mind tonight, Karen?
Oh, I just am feeling lots of sadness and confusion after the violence in Pittsburgh. And I have a lot of strong feelings, and I'm wondering if people that I care about are upset at me, or what's going on. These types of fears usually come when I'm not feeling good about things. And I'm trying to heal all my negative energy. And I feel like my angels are helping me, and they're comforting me. And I just wondered if they had any special messages for me.
Okay, hon. What I'm getting is you're focusing so much on what's going on, like, externally around you, that you may not be, you know, focusing on your own personal journey, Karen, okay?
Right.
So the angels are saying, you know, please lighten up a little bit, because it feels like you're carrying such a heavy load, okay? Do something to change your energy, okay? Life is always moving. Life is always changing, and as you see, you know, I'm here with Deb, Miss Sunshine. It's new energy. And, you know, one of the best ways to shift that energy, you know, and your frequency and your vibration presently is either to listen to some music or put on some music, maybe dance a little bit. And, you know, just let spirit come in and really help you to really feel good again and get, you know, some of that stuck energy out. You know, let it shift your vibration. Okay?
Okay.
And you could do different things. If dancing isn't exactly what you'd like to do, I mean, you could do whatever it is that brings you joy. You've got to think about it. But you've got to sort of, you know, get out of that mindset, and you've got to lighten up a little bit, hon. Your angels are with you and all your guides. And you have so much to share. Okay? And Lenny is coming in and saying, Karen, the miracle is this. The more that you share with the world, the more that we have. Your beautiful light, your beautiful love, your beautiful energy is so needed right now. Okay?
Okay.
So you were really asked to just, like, lighten up and, you know, and have some fun and connect with the people that love to, you know, to read your posts, that love to get readings from you. And just be the beautiful person that you are. You've got to find some clarity. You've got to be honest and clear, you know, what it is that you're wanting presently within your own life. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, things are important, like, you know, what has happened around us and things. But at times we have to, you know, send them love, send them light, and we still have to continue on with our earthly journey, okay?
Right.
So please, you know, don't forget about what you're here to do as well. Okay?
Okay?
And think about what you want specifically just for you, because you're going to manifest new possibilities and there's going to be a lot of change around you. So if you haven't made that list of what you're wanting, what you're desiring, you know, please make that beautiful list, Karen. Okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, girlfriend, it's time to play with that inner child.
Okay.
She's saying, I'm playing with her. She's a lot of fun. So Ginger loves your beautiful inner child. She loves little Karen. And she's saying, you know, little Karen is saying, please lighten up. You know, get out of that big girl suit and, you know, and play, have some fun. And really when we do connect with our inner child, it is so healthy. And it really helps us to forward really fast. You have a lot of creativity within you, and, you know, connect with little Karen because she's your biggest fan. You know, you have those beautiful angels, which you do. You have family on the other side. I see a lot, you know, of family. I see like a big, big divine network that you have, but your biggest fan is little Karen because she's wearing a T-shirt and it says, I'm your biggest fan. So I believe her, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so connect with that beautiful little girl. Go on an exciting adventure, and you're going to come back, and you're going to feel amazing. You're going to have less anxiety, less fear, and it's just going to help you to get on that beautiful path once more. And, you know, the magic is waiting for you, so let's get going. I'm going to turn you over now to my amazing co-host, Miss Sunshine Deb, and we're going to let the magic continue here for you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Karen.
Okay, Karen.
Hi.
All right. Hi. All right. So, yeah, I'm getting a couple things for you also, discovery and humility. So, discovery, I'm going to give you an affirmation. My life is a wonderful journey of discovery. And that's what you're going to say.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, regardless of your age or level of knowledge, making discoveries about yourself and the world can awaken your sense of awe. Yep. So the angel encourages you to keep your mind open to fresh information and experiences at all times. So ask for to provide opportunities for you to visit new places, go out and meet new people, try your hand at new activities, enhance your senses, and then things will become clearer. You'll start hearing sharper. So then ask her to show you how to act in a more loving way, especially to yourself and your environment.
Okay.
Right? So that's your affirmation. And then the humility. Again, another affirmation, I gladly play my small but valuable role in the universal pattern of life. All right? So you have an equally important role to play as everyone else does. So I know bad things are happening in the world all over. It's like everyone's going nuts. But you could sit there and do your little part too, like we do, and just send love to everyone. Love is the answer. The angel of humility encourages you to develop a quiet, modest, but certain sense of your own value. He reminds you that you are no less important than other people. Becoming a shrinking violet will help no one. Uh-huh. On the other hand, he advises you not to let go, which gives you the drive to achieve your goals, get in the way of your spiritual growth. Simply take a few quiet moments, call on the angel of humility for your best qualities, and do your part in your creation.
Okay.
Okay? All right. Does
Thank
that resonate
you.
With you?
Yeah, that'll be great. Thank you.
Okay, great, Karen. Thanks for calling in. We really appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Oh, nice to meet you, too. And bless
thank
both
you.
Of you.
You also.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And keep up doing all the great work that you're doing. You're helping so many. We're so proud of you. And please call us back again, okay?
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. The energy is amazing, Deb. Are you ready for another caller?
Yeah, I am. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Area code 740. You're live with Angel Antics. This is DC Love, also known as Sweet Cheeks. And I'm here with my co-host, Deb Tassie, also known as Miss Sunshine. Can we have your name, please?
Hello, my beautiful Sweet Cheeks.
Hello. Hi, Sue. too.
I'm better. Long time no talk.
Yes, yes. Is there anything on your mind?
I wanted to call and welcome Deb to the family.
Oh, thank you
so much. Yes.
Very welcome. You're doing an excellent job.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
It really is. Yes.
How are you
and you
doing?
Know what? I got a phone, and I was wondering who it was for, so, of course, it had to be for you. The weeds keep multiplying in our garden, which is our mind ruled by fear. Rip them out and call them by name. And, of course, who else than the amazing Sylvia Brown wrote this quote?
Yep. Okay.
Wow.
It's a lot of sense,
honey. You, Sue. Does it resonate, honey?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Beautiful. And Ginger's coming in because she knows that you're an animal lover and she loves you as well. And she's saying, girlfriend, don't procrastinate. Decide on, you know, what you need to do and just do it, you know? And she's saying, you know what, don't let fear come in. Put your foot down, Sue, and choose to be strong and move ahead. And she's saying, you don't realize how powerful you truly are, Sue.
Okay.
And she's saying she, you know, she loves your energy, and she's saying you're going to, you know, finally get the recognition that you truly deserve, hon.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and now she's in a car with Joan Rivers.
Oh boy.
And they're stopping by, you know, Sue's house there. And she's saying, come on, Sue, jump in, don't be afraid. We're just and you're like I said, you're in a convertible, so you and she could sit in the back seat and you could sniff you could sniff all the way down the open road, she's saying. She's saying, you've got to remember, girlfriend, friends don't let friends drive with their windows closed, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so with that being said, I am going to turn you over to Miss Sunshine.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Hey, great, Sue. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Getting better.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Okay. Well, it's so funny that we did the forgiveness. So forgiveness came up for you also. And then I got innocence and then protection also. So you know the angels, right?
Yes.
Do you want to, okay. Yeah, I would call on Archangel Michael for the protection. And then the innocence, I love your voice. I'm at awe with it. It's just so wonderful.
Thank you.
I did hear so much about you. It's great. That's great. So did you ever hear of the Ho'oponopono prayer that we were doing?
I've heard of it, but I've never looked it up or done it. So I'll have to do that.
Yeah. And, John, everyone that's calling in, I'm getting the same vibe. So it must be everyone that – and I just heard so many people get some great results on it. So if you do it, please let us know.
I will.
Great, great, great. All right, so I'm going to give you a little bit about what innocence the card is.
Okay.
I return to innocence of my mind and heart. As adults, many of us enjoy the pleasures of the worldly life, yet often these do not make us happy. Some experiences may even lead us to become hardened in our outlook and cause cynicism to creep into our dealings with others. However, if we can look at life with innocence as if it's through the eyes of a child, we can free ourselves from this negativity and let our souls take wing. The angel of innocence wants you to be happy. She counsels you to look at all the aspects of the world afresh, the way a child might do. Allow yourself to live in the moment in all its magic. Accept every good thing that the universe gives you with delight and gratitude. This open, wholehearted outlook will attract even more beauty and wonder into your life. Does that resonate with you?
Yes, it does.
Great, 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 great. Yeah, thank you so much for welcoming me. I love it.
Oh, I'm so glad you joined us.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Yeah,
really
wonderful energy. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. Oh, you too.
Thank you.
Oh, you rock. We love your energy. And thank you for joining us tonight on our first show together. It's, you know, it's so beautiful to have you here and enjoying this energy with us. Thank
yes.
you, Sue.
You ladies, great night.
Thank you. You too, Sue.
Take care now,
okay,
Sue.
Okay, take care.
Bye-bye.
Love and light.
Bye.
Okay, Deb, you know what? The phone lines are a-blinking, so we better keep going.
Okay.
Hi, area code 14. You're live with Angel Antics. This is DC Love, also known as Sweet Cheeks. And I'm with my brand new host, Deb Tassie, also known as Miss Sunshine. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, it's Kat. Hi, Sweet Cheeks and Miss Sunshine. How are you, lovely lady?
Great, Kat.
Hello, Kat. For joining us. Oh, my goodness. Do you have a question this evening, Kat?
I guess. I've been making lots of connections on social media lately. So I was wondering if you see any of them clicking. One is Peter. He looks really good to me. Another one is Robert. Just a bunch of new connections. So I was wondering if any of us will work together.
Okay. Let's see.
Thank you.
I did get a yes, Peter. The other one was Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a yes with both of them. Okay.
Oh, fantastic.
So just think about what it is you're wanting, you know, and I'm getting, you know, remove, like, any kind of emotions that you have and focus on the results, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger's coming in, and she's saying, Kat, I love you. You know, it's been a while since we really talked, you know. She comes and she visits
yeah,
you, but she wants to talk. And she's saying, you're getting there, you know, but you've got a little bit more to do. Okay? You're going to, you know, start to see the rewards from all the beautiful work that you're doing. Okay? But she's saying it's sort of like there's going to be a little pause in the action. Okay? And during this time, she's saying, think about, you know, what you're going to do next. And remember that sometimes the answer is right there and it's almost like staring you in the face. Okay?
Oh.
So meditation, again, seems to be one of the key words for tonight. Meditate on the crown chakra, which is the chakra at the top of your head. This is going to help you to connect with your spirit guides, and they're going to help you with all the issues that you have, okay?
Okay.
And as well, what I have is Isis. You know, the beautiful goddess is with you, and she's going to help you to manifest magic.
Aww.
So, Kat, your visions, your goals, they're all becoming your reality. So you've got to stay focused, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you're just like, you're moving so fast, Kat, into a space, you know, where your dreams are like they're just connecting right now and they're going to become your reality, okay? This for you is an amazingly powerful time. So this is a time that you've really got to stay focused on what's for your highest good.
Right.
Okay? So don't think about the past. Don't, you know, let yourself feel like you don't have the support that is needed. Okay? And just acknowledge how everything has changed for you. And this is going to give you, you know, the focus that you need. Come from an attitude of gratitude. Align with the universe, Kat, and you're going to see the abundance starts flowing in. Okay?
Okay,
does that make some sense, Kat?
Yes, and I believe, like what you were saying there, let go of the past. It's good. This relationship with a lady in business fell apart, right? I think that's part of it also.
Okay.
Well,
you know what? Everything happened for a reason, and sometimes it's just to bring attention to a certain area of our life, okay?
Yeah.
You were saying, girlfriend, don't waste your time, like, thinking about, like, you know, this woman or anything like that. You've got to see things how they truly are right now. And this is a time for you, you know, to look ahead. Don't look back. You know, don't spend that energy like looking back. there's going to be a lot of creative solutions coming your way, and you're going to see how amazing everything's going to be. So, Kat, keep looking forward and, you know, start bringing in what you truly deserve.
Thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
And while I'm saying that, I'm trying not to laugh because you have Bette Midler with you. I don't know if you like her higher self. I know she's alive, but you have her higher self with you.
Oh, wow.
And she's saying, Kat, you're amazing. You know, if you have one good idea, and she's saying, girlfriend, you have many, that can take you really far, you know? You know, what you believe, what you love, you know, something that you're really, you know, ready to dedicate your life for, the effort that you put in, the energy, Kat, it's amazing, you know? So she's saying that's the difference between, you know, a great life and not much of a life really at all. And she's saying, Kat, start affirming. You want it all. Girlfriend, you want it delivered, okay? And as I'm saying this, I sound kind of strange. It sort of sounds like I have a different accent going on, and that's her higher self coming in. But she's saying, you know, but enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me? Okay, now we're going to turn it over to Little Miss Sunshine. Okay, Little Miss Sunshine, start grabbing those radio waves and start taking over the air here. Let's go.
Okay. Hey, Kat. Nice to meet you.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. I love your nickname, too, by the way.
Thank you. Me too. All right. So what I'm getting is grace and passion. So I gratefully accept the gift of grace. So accept it and know that this sacred energy is always available to you, that you will enrich your life by embracing graciousness and gratitude. Any difficult problems, hand them over to the angel of grace. She will help you to bear it by giving you the courage to make positive changes and the grace to accept what must remain. All you have to do is relax, open your heart, and surrender your fears, worries, and troubles to her. When you notice any improvement or find yourself more accepting and able to cope, fill your heart filled with gratitude. Now we have on passion, and this is really strong, and it's in the red too. So the root chakra again, ground yourself, stay grounded. My heart is filled with a passion for life. Passion is not only the thrill of the physical love. It's a blazing energy and a desire to put your body, heart, and soul into pursuing your most cherished dreams and, indeed, into everything that you do. Like fire, passion gives vital warmth and sustains life, but it needs to be handled wisely. You need to identify all those aspects of your life that excite joy and enthusiasm in you. Okay, so ask the angel of passion to give you signs that show you how to channel this positive energy into action for the greater good of all so that you can have a beneficial impact on the world. Ask her to reveal a cause that will stir your soul and to attract people into your life who will enliven your spirit and help you achieve your ideals. Does that resonate with you, Kat?
Fantastic. Yes, indeed.
Wonderful. Yeah. Great, great, great.
Thank you. Thank you both so very much. Thank you.
You're so welcome,
Kat.
I hope you have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Yes,
you both.
Thank you.
God bless your heart. Thank you.
Oh, you were
awesome.
Well, and thank you for calling in. Angel blessings.
Thank you. Angel blessings.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Deb, we're going to take another caller.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. We're getting down to the last minutes.
Okay.
Hello, area code 05. Welcome to Angel Antics. This is Love, also known as Sweet Cheeks. I'm here with my amazing new co-host, Deb Tassie, Miss Sunshine. Can we have your name, please?
Hi, Sweet Cheeks.
Area code 805.
Hello.
Hello, Simon. Hello, Teresa. Welcome to our show. And we have our new co-host, Miss Sunshine, Deb Tassie, with us tonight.
Hi, guys. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. So So do you guys have something that you'd like to ask?
Well, we're just kind of feeling the good vibes today ourselves. The leaves are falling from the trees, and it feels very fall-like, and we're just in a very good mood and just wanted to call in and say hello.
You know what? It's much appreciated. And, Teresa, when you said that, the Three Stooges stepped forward, and they were saying, hello. And I heard one of them say, "Why, I ought to give you a kiss, Teresa." So they really love you, too.
Was that curly?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Oh, my gosh. But what I'm also getting is for Simon, too, is, you know, the blues are easy to play but hard to heal. And, Simon, have you been feeling like a little bit blue lately?
Here and there, yeah.
Has he been a little bit blue lately, yes?
Here and there, yeah.
Here and there, okay. Is there something that maybe is on your mind or something that you'd like to ask?
You miss playing your guitar.
Yeah, I guess that's one thing. I mean, you know, there's just been so much that I've been, just praying for and just, you know, looking forward to in the future. And a lot of it just has to do with, you know, just music relation. Because, you know, with the spot that we're in right now, it's been really difficult for me to play guitar with my amps. And, I mean, everything just cranked up full blast. And it's like it's hard when you can't bring your fantasies to life because you don't have all that stuff with you. So I think
right. That's
been wearing on me.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to start off by just having an attitude of gratitude for everything that you do have. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sort of, Simon, you really need like a little bit of a break for yourself. Sort of to like, you know, like put that issue to the side for now, stepping away from it. Because I'm getting, you know, like, right now, we don't want to waste too much energy. It doesn't serve, you know, your purpose. And you're going to come back a little bit stronger, okay? So
okay.
We've sort of got to let go of that for now and just go forward. And, you know, the things that you can control, like right now, that's something that you can't control, like the environment and, you know, and playing the guitar, okay?
Yeah.
So I'm getting like, you know, like Jimi Hendrix is giving you like a thumbs up. He understands completely.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. And please just, you know, are you able to play the guitar like without the amp?
Yeah. The place that I'm at, I have one guitar that I'm able to just play, not plugged in at least, which is good. It definitely helps me to cope with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right, because I'm getting the word fear around you. You know, like, you've got to really address those feelings, see what it is that you're anxious about. Think about something that really brings you, like, you know, like, comfort, because I'm getting you're longing for the comfort of home, okay? And it's bringing emotional upset on, okay? Does that make sense to you?
It does, yeah, and I've actually been seeing the number 777 all day, which I believe from your post the other day, it represented the release all fear, be strong at heart, and look forward to the future with excitement when you see this number.
Yes, that is so beautiful. And you know what? I'm going to turn the airwaves over to Miss Sunshine and let her connect with you, okay? She's going to bring you happiness just by saying hello, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Hi, Simon and Teresa. Nice to meet you guys.
Hi.
Nice to meet you, too.
Great. Okay. Well, I'm getting a couple of things for you guys, too. First one I got was peace, then forgiveness, which is good for our show going on, and then joy. But then I also have a release prayer, too. So I'm thinking that you have to release something, Simon. But if we go back to the peace, I was getting that for Teresa. So I am at peace in my mind, body, heart and soul, I am ready to be a channel for divine peace. Today, feel drawn to a personal quest for peace. And whether you are driven by the desire to work towards world peace or you simply wish to bring more peace to your own neighborhood or family,
it is likely that the angel of peace is calling on you to act. The best way to help peace to flow is to lead by example, whether by fostering good relationships between people, being at peace with nature, or taking practical action to benefit the world around you. First, focus on calming your inner self. Call three times on the angel of peace to bring peace to your mind, your heart, your body, and your soul. Then sit quietly for a moment to take in the angel's energy. And then Simon, I was getting forgiveness. So I would do that Ho'oponopono prayer also while doing the tapping and get some release. Okay? But then I was getting joy. So do an affirmation. I find joy in my life, whatever the circumstances. At almost any moment in life, the angel of joy can uplift your heart. Even in times of sadness, it may be possible to find some reason for joy. You do not have to put a fake smile on for show. Simply ask the angel for support. To awaken greater joy within your being, you might like to try the violet flame visualization. Sit quietly and ask the angel of joy to support you and visualize a vivid violet light or flame surrounding and bathing you. Feel the flame penetrating any sadness or anxiety in your inner being, transmuting its negativity into positive and exhilarating power for you to use. To nourish this newfound positive energy, be sure to make plenty of time for anyone or anything that makes your spirit dance. Okay? Does that resonate with you guys?
It does, yeah.
Beautiful.
Very much so.
Great, I'm glad.
Oh, awesome.
Well, I've
been feeling a lot. Well, lately when I see, I've seen a couple of homeless people that I have helped lately, and then that tends to want to invade my space. So
right.
I sit back in gratitude for what I have, and I say, someday I would love to be able to do more. But in the meantime, if I have a little bit of something, I will always pull over and give them what I can.
Oh, and that's funny because that's the image I have of an angel hugging the world for peace.
Okay.
That's great. Yeah, wonderful.
It feels good.
Good. I'm glad. All right. Well, I thank you guys so much for calling in. It was so nice to meet you guys.
Well, it was nice to meet you, too. Thank you
very
much.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay.
We're coming down to
have
the last minutes of the show. I thank everyone. I do have a little prayer. Thank you, God, for helping me to understand that this problem has already been resolved for me. So when you have an issue, you can use that little prayer as well. And I want to thank you, Deb, Miss Sunshine, for co-hosting with me and being one of our new hosts on Angel Antics.
Thank you so much.
Do you have
it's
any last
honor.
To say?
No, just love and light to everybody. This has been great.
Does it feel good?
And
you
guys
can
connect with us on Facebook. We'll be there. So if you have any suggestions on topics for shows, please let us know. And we'll be back next week with some more amazing energy, some magic, some love. See you soon. Bye, everyone. Bye. Bye, Deb. I love you.
Bye.
We love you guys, too.
Good night, everybody.
Eight.